Hello. As we're all having to come to terms with the changes to our lives forced upon us by the COVID-19 virus, we thought you'd enjoy hearing Bob Hoffman's views on the impact it's likely to have on the advertising and media community. Amongst other things, Brian Jacobs talks to Bob about the vital importance of reliable local news, social media, cross-media measurement, and advertiser strategies in this time of crisis.
Okay, well, hello everybody, this is Brian Jacobs, and welcome to this ASI cast. And today I'm delighted to say that we're joined by Bob Hoffman, the ad contrarian, all the way from sunny California. Hi there, Bob.
Hello, Brian, how are you?
Oh, pretty good under the circumstances, thank you, pretty good. So it's nice to talk to you.
Thanks.
So I thought we would start, Bob, because I don't know if you've heard or not, but there seems to be some kind of global health crisis going on.
Really?
And at some point, no doubt, that's going to evolve, isn't it, into a full-blown, disastrous economic crisis, I would guess. I mean, as if the health crisis isn't bad enough, which obviously it is. How do you think that's going to play out? And what do you think this is going to lead to any kind of societal change? I mean, do you think people will behave differently? Or do you think that when this is over and when we're all allowed out of our houses and we can all get back to some degree of normality, do you think that people will just kind of revert to what they were like before? I mean, how do you read that?
I think people will revert to what they were before. You know, if you look at history, did people become more kindly and gentle after the bubonic plague or after the Spanish flu or after World War I or after World War II? No. After disasters, you know, there's a few weeks of everyone's, you know, group hugs. But then people go back to what they were. You know, human nature, circumstances change, but human nature doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, I wish I could say that I honestly believe people are going to become more kindly and gentle and caring. But honestly, I doubt. I mean, even in the midst of this, if you think people are more kindly and gentle and sharing, I invite you to come to California and try to buy toilet paper. It's, you know, people act in their own self-interest, and they always have, and they always will, I suspect.
And do you think that, I mean, if advertising, you know, reflects society, do you think the same applies to advertising, therefore, that there'll be a sort of a short-term sort of burst of advertisers trying to be, you know, responsible and appeal to people's better nature and no doubt talk up the purposeful nature of their brands and all of that kind of stuff, and then they'll just merrily go on back to where they were before? Or
yeah. Yes, I do believe they'll go back. Now, the whole obsession with brand purpose the last couple of years will probably increase a little more. And brands will be, you know, pounding their chest a little more about how wonderful they are. But big picture, advertising will, you know, at some point go back to what it was and what it has always been. And once again, you know, it's just human nature. And I don't expect that to change.
Do you think that, I mean, what's quite interesting, certainly looking at it from here, I think this is pretty well the case in most countries I've looked at any rate, that sort of what we might call the more traditional, more responsible, you know, journalist-led news-type media forms are doing well in terms of audience, because obviously everybody wants to know what's going on and everybody reads the newspapers or the online newspapers or watches the TV. I presume the same is true in the States, isn't it?
Yes. Ratings for news organizations are climbing. But that doesn't mean that the news organizations are doing well financially. As a matter of fact, a lot of them, particularly the local ones, are laying people off, which is, I think, a terrible shame. The U.S. geographically is much larger than the U.K., and consequently there are a lot more local media outlets, radio, TV, newspapers, And they're, you know, they're having a tough time. The advertisers are cutting back, and they have to cut back staff. And just at a time when we need responsible local news the most, they're in economic troubled waters and are having to lay people off. And it's not a good thing, despite the fact that people are paying more attention to the news. It's not being reflected in the economic realities of a great many news outlets.
There's been a bit of a scandal, campaign here started by the newspaper publishers particularly, who worked out that a lot of the online advertisers, you know, with blacklists and block lists, yeah, so-called lists, are blacklisting anything that contains the word coronavirus.
Yeah.
So in other words, you don't want your ads to appear, I mean, the theory runs, you don't want to go anywhere near that. I mean, that sounds to me crazy. I mean,
Yeah, it's that's what happens when you run the world by algorithms instead of intelligence. Yeah. And you have, someone has an algorithm, if it says coronavirus, don't run my ad here. Yeah. And that makes no sense, but, you know, that's one of the unwanted, the unforeseen effects of programmatic advertising, I guess.
It certainly is. I mean, do you think that the, over here again, just talking from our perspective, there seems to be a considerable lack of trust, I mean, even greater than before, I would have said, in social media platforms. So as the news outlets have sort of increased their trust quotient, for want of a better expression, mm-hmm, so the social media platforms have reduced theirs. They seem to be not trusted, they're not seen as being great, you know, sort of authorities on whatever happens to be going on. Do you think there may be a time, I mean, do you think that will stick? Because, you know, obviously we've seen a tremendous wave of advertising money going into the Facebooks and Googles of this world as opposed to the more traditional media forms. I mean, do you think that, you know, as the news media forms have done well, and I mean, do you foresee a time when maybe social media will become less attractive to advertisers, or do you think they're just going to kind of go, well, you know, it's millions of people?
I really don't know. I think that social media over time has lost its credibility to a large extent, but it doesn't seem to have affected the desire of advertisers to use it for advertising. And it would be nice if there was a correlation between the distrust among the public in social media and the expenditures of advertising in advertisers in social media.
Mm.
But there doesn't seem to be that correlation. And I think that the advertising community as a whole has acted very irresponsibly in its support of social media. The advertising community is what keeps social media afloat with its dollars. And if the advertising community would get together, if the leaders, and I don't know what it's like there in Great Britain, but here in the U.S., if the advertising leaders would get together and say, clean up your act or we're pulling our money, they'd clean up their act in a second. They'd have to. But the so-called leadership of the advertising industry here has been bullied by Facebook and bullied by Google and bullied by Instagram. And they refuse to act responsibly. Mm. If they acted responsibly, social media wouldn't have the power that it currently has. But I seem to be in a very small minority about this, because no one in the agency or in the marketing business seems to be, well, you know, they make speeches, but they're not, you know, they're not acting with their dollars. I don't think.
Well, there seems to be, I'm again, just speaking from here, you know, from the UK perspective, there does seem to be, I mean, it could, of course, be a lag effect. You know, it could be that everyone's been banging on about this, no one more loudly or more effectively than you, but everyone's been banging on about this now for some time. Mm-hmm. And it could just be that eventually the message is starting to get through, and eventually people are talking more and more about the context in which their ads are seen, and concerning themselves about brand safety. I mean, even this coronavirus thing is really just a brand safety type. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an effect of that. It might be a foolish one, but it's an effect of all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And maybe over time, you know, people are starting to act. I mean, the audience that we're talking to today at ASI, of course, are very, you know, concerned with, and are great experts in the whole issue of audience measurement and cross-media measurement. And you know that there's been all kinds of speeches made by all kinds of people about the desirability of cross-media measurement.
Yeah.
And whenever I read about this, I sort of think of the old joke about, you know, how do you eat an elephant? You know, and it's one small bite at a time is the answer. And you've got to... You know, you've got to get one or two things clear before you can sort of move forward and do much else. And I wonder whether or not, and I'd like to hear your comments on this, I wonder whether or not, faced with a sort of tsunami of problems coming at them, you know, from regulators, you know, from tax authorities, you know, from also that, and indeed from consumers, and this issue of trust we've talked about, I wonder whether or not the platforms are saying, you know what, the last thing we could do with right now is a huge row with advertisers. Maybe we should just sort of be a bit more collaborative and a bit more, you know, get together a little bit more, and maybe we could get as far as defining what a view is, for example. That would be a I mean, do you think that, I mean, then, you know, from there, and I think, I mean, I've heard, and this is only anecdotal, but here, there are advertisers saying, listen, this has to stop, this making up of data and this, you know, manipulation of data without anyone seeing behind the curtain and all those things. This has to stop, or we're, you know, we're going to take our dollars away. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if that's happening in the US, but there seems to be some talk of it at any rate over here.
Yeah, the problem is it always seems to be talk and never seems to be action. And, I hope you're right. I hope that marketers are coming to their senses about this and are willing to do something about it other than whine about it. But, you know, let's be honest, for 10 years, all they've done is whine about it, and they've been bullied. And they're unwilling to stand up to the bullies. And I can't, you know, we've had decades of experience with impartial third-party measurement of media metrics, and all of a sudden these guys come along and say, "Screw it, we're not going to do that," and the advertising industry folds, and the marketers fold, and how much more cowardly can you be? I don't know, but you know, until I see actual action with dollars, I'm going to remain skeptical. Because I've heard all the whining and I've heard all the complaining and I've seen virtually nothing happening. And maybe you're right. Maybe there's a tipping point at which marketers will come to their senses and say no more. But until I see it, I'm afraid I'm going to be skeptical.
Mm-hmm. Well, understandably so, given what's happened in the past. I mean, I understand that. Let's move on to talk a little bit about your, I mean, obviously you're a copywriter by training, by background. I've almost word training there for a minute, Bob, by background. So would you, if you were advising, if you were doing what you used to do, you know, in agencies, and you had clients, and we were faced, you know, with this situation now that we're in right now, how would you be advising them? Would you, I mean, there's obviously this predictable argument that runs, in a recession you should spend money, you know, because you come out of the recession stronger if you've got a stronger brand, and the time to build your brand is when other people aren't. So, you know, you should spend money during a recession. I'm not suggesting that what we're in right now is a recession. I think it's a lot more, personally, I think it's an awful lot more serious than a recession. But you know, in these days, what would you be saying to advertisers?
Well, I think that the last point you made is the critical one, and that is what we're facing now, although there is an economic crisis, that is secondary to the health crisis, and that's on people's minds more than the economic crisis is. And the old adage about spending into a recession, spending into bad economic times may be true, but I don't know about spending into health crises. I don't think we have any experience with that, and I don't think we know what the right answer is. If I were a large brand, if I were a major, you know, a McDonald's, a Coca-Cola, you know, one of the global major brands, I would be spending with reassuring messages. Not that I think it's going to, not because I expect it's going to be good for business, but because I think it's the responsible thing to do. I'm going to go back to a point I made earlier. The most responsible thing to do would be to do it in high quality local media. So that you're supporting local, you know, good quality, non-sensational local newspapers and local radio stations and local TV stations who need the support of the advertising community to stay alive. So I would be doing it for that reason. Whether or not it's going to help the brand, I think it probably would. It's not a time in which I would expect to see major creativity, because the message needs to be sober in a way, and it needs to be sober yet hopeful. And, you know, a lot of really great advertising is silly. I'm a great believer in silly advertising. But this is not a time where you can be silly, where you can be creatively silly. And it's not a time where I expect to see, a whole lot of creativity in advertising. It's more about sober messages. And so my answer would be to large advertisers with big, successful brands, I think it is a good time to advertise. If you're not a large brand and you're struggling to exist, and you have, you're thinking about having to lay people off, I would be more circumspect about advertising, not necessarily for brand growth reasons, but for financial business reasons. You know, surviving is more important at this point for a lot of businesses, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that, you know, you're making a very good point about the local media forms, and over here, it's the same story, although we're talking more about national newspapers and mm-hmm. national media forms, as well as the big regional ones in the UK. Mm-hmm. But I mean, advertisers traditionally, of course, have not spent an awful lot of time worrying about the context in which their ads appear, which is a terrible shame, and they should have been worrying about it, and they're increasingly, I think, worrying about it now. So maybe, you know, as we, you know, being slightly optimistic, I mean, as we move out of this terrible situation we're all in, maybe people will hang on to that thought that actually, you know, where your ads appear is just as important as what you're saying in them.
I hope advertisers think that way in this context, because you can make the case that consumers don't really notice where 48 hours after they've seen an ad, they don't remember where it ran or where they saw it, and that's probably true. But consumers don't take conscious note. I don't think, for the most part, of where advertising runs. But somehow, below the surface, maybe not consciously, they do associate brands with quality or with crap. And and they may not remember exactly where they saw it, but they do have a sense of, does this brand, you know, run in quality environments, or does it run, you know, late night in junk or on crappy websites? It reminds me of like 11-year-old girls listening to music. They don't know about music production, 96 tracks of this, but they know if it feels right or not. You know, they know if the song feels right. Video production is the same way. When you see quality, you know, the average person doesn't understand lighting or editing, but they know if a spot feels like quality or not, and they associate the brand with that. And I think the same thing happens with media, where you kind of below the surface, you associate this brand with quality and that brand not with quality. So in that case, I think we can make the case that context is important to advertisers, and they should pay more careful attention to where their advertising runs, particularly these days.
Could I ask you about, I know we've covered, and you've covered in the past, and obviously your book, you know, Advertising for Skeptics, you know, is does this too. We know very well the story about social media and tracking and the iniquity, you know, the fact that that's obviously, you know, not a desirable thing. And we know all the bad things about social media, but obviously there are an awful lot of people who do like social media.
Yeah.
An awful lot of audiences who, especially in moments when we're not allowed out of the house, you know, find it quite useful for all sorts of good practical reasons. Do you think that, you know, just forgetting for a second the media piece of this, if I can kind of summarize it as that, you know, the stuff about tracking and the numbers and all that. Do you think that the advertising community is any good at using things like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter? I mean, why aren't we any better at this? We just don't seem to be very good at it.
Yeah, we're terrible at what we are supposed to be experts at. And if you look at agency websites, they're horrible. If you look at agency blogs, nobody reads them. If you look at agency social media activities, they're pathetic. And yet we're supposed to be experts at this. And it's remarkable that clients still believe that we're experts at this because we do it for ourselves so poorly. I think you're right about the value of social media. I actually, if you tell anyone I said this, I'll deny it, but I like social media. It's not social media per se that bothers me. It's tracking that bothers me. And all the associated things that infect social media because of tracking and surveillance. If we were to take, I use Facebook. I have to use it because I write about it, so I have to know about it. But I have friends that I've made, including you guys, through social media, and I just wish that they would clean it up so that I could, so that I wouldn't have to feel as bad about it as I do. And it wouldn't take that much to clean it up. That's what really bothers me.
But even if they cleaned it up, and I do agree with that, why are the ads on it so bloody awful? we don't see them out. I mean, maybe the word ad is the wrong word. I mean, maybe we should be putting ads on it, doing something else, you know, doing some other form of paid or something.
Well, we were supposed to be. Social media was not supposed to be ads. If you remember, social media was sharing, it was conversations, but it turned out that was baloney. And now it's all ads. Social media has become exactly what it was supposed to replace. It has become the largest repository of traditional paid advertising. And you're right, for the most part, it's terrible. But that is not just true of social media. That's true of all online advertising. There is so little creative, entertaining, beautiful advertising online. And to me, it's the fact that we thought online advertising would be like other forms of ad, like television, where it would be brand focused. But it turns out it's not. It turns out it's much more like direct response advertising. It's click here now kind of advertising, what we used to call junk mail. It's turned into electronic junk mail, and that is why so much of it is lousy. When it takes to get 5 clicks, if you have to run 10,000 ads to get 5 clicks, which is what most of the data that I've read says, it's going to be overwhelmingly crappy. And so if you're evaluating your advertising, which most online advertisers do online by clicks, that, you know, I think this is the result of clickonomics. That crappy advertising is just like, you know, not all direct response advertising is crappy, but most of it is, and that's what we're seeing online. It's that direct response mentality, that click now mentality, that has taken over.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, it's always great to talk to you, and we could go on for hours. In fact, we might as well go on for several months because we've got nothing else to say.
Yes.
But thank you again. Thanks so much for joining us on this podcast and the ASI cast. And I'm sure all of us wish you all the very best in California, and stay fit and stay well and stay safe.
Likewise, please take care of yourselves, and best wishes to everyone there at ASI.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.